In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Dale of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dale?
Well, I think the prosecutors, the Democrats, did a great job if it was a regular jury and a regular judge and a regular trial, but it's not. So, unfortunately, I think what they did isn't really going to amount to a hill of beans. I think they needed to target vulnerable Republicans in vulnerable districts and play to the sound bites. This building up piece by piece like you would in a regular trial, it's not going to do anything. So, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head on an important issue in this thing. And let me unpack it a little bit for everybody. If this were a normal jury, and normally there are 12 jurors, and then they take two alternates in case somebody gets sick in the middle of the trial. So you have 14 of them normally. And then what happens is at the end, as they go to deliberate, the judge says, unfortunately, two of you aren't going to get to continue. And he draws lots, and two of them that have sat there for 2 weeks wasting their time go, oh my God, I wish I, okay. And, but they would be persuadable. Dale's point, which is true, is that in this one, we have probably 44 Republicans who've basically said under no circumstances will they convict Trump on anything, no matter what the evidence. And the fact is that Hawley from Missouri didn't even sit in his seat. He sat up in the gallery, put like a juvenile delinquent in high school, puts his feet up on the chair in front of him, leans back, and he's reading other stuff. He's reading other stuff. He disrespected the process. I think it may be possible that we will pick up one or two more than we had. We have five right now, probably. You know, Murkowski, Collins, Sass, Romney, and Toomey. But are we going to pick up another 12 to make 17, to make 67? The odds are no. But, you know, one of the things, Dale, that did happen in this is that millions of people watched that video. And you can say what you want about targeted districts, and I agree, but a lot of people in targeted districts did see it, and a lot of other people saw it. And I'm of the view that micro-targeting in and of itself isn't the be-all, end-all. You know, people have relatives in other states. They talk on the phone. They have friends. They travel. And you like to get it out in the system. And so what is invaluable in this is Jamie Raskin and his team are not just playing to a subset, a rabble of crooked Republican senators, and they are crooked. Crooked as a dog's hind leg. What he's doing is going over them and implicitly making this point. These people are frightened of Trump. They're frightened of the Trump wolves in the Republican primary who may deny them nomination. But they better be worried about the much bigger wolf pack of the general electorate, who when they come in, a lot of these people are going to say, are you kidding me? People are talking about, oh, Nancy, I'm going to shoot her in the effing brain. Are you kidding me? And watching Romney and Schumer, whether they like them or not, having to run in suits down the corridor from these thugs. I think it has enormous utility. We will see. But the Republicans didn't want it, so that's good enough for me. But Dale makes a good point that this is not a normal jury. This is a crooked jury. Not all of them, but some of them. There's some very good Republicans like Romney, but there are a bunch of them like Hawley and Cruz and the rest of them who are bad news. We're going back to the lines. East Side Dave, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, East Side Dave?
Hello, and good morning to you, sir. Well, you know, I just want to get going. By the way, I appreciate your coming out swinging. That's why I like you guys. And that, you know, that speaks to Tom and Crude and the others. But I got to get through this again, and I'll make it quick. My big complaint right now is I'm from Madison, Wisconsin. I grew up in your neighborhood, actually a couple times. And I have local pride and love for the people around here and people of Wisconsin. But what kills me right now is I just cannot feel like a patriot because when I understand that half the people in this country think that a man like Donald Trump should be the leader of the free world, and they also refuse to wear masks. And I'm going to leave it there, man. I'm kind of troubled.
Yeah, Dave, you're making a good point. By the way, what Dave's referring to, but he lives in my neighborhood. I lived when I was in school at UW for a year. It was a duplex at almost on the corner of Williamson and Brearley. Dave, you know where that is. Just a few doors up from Williamson on Brearley. I remember they had the Women's Exchange Bakery there. They had the CC Riders Motorcycle Club. I'm sure a lot of that's changed, but I was never in better shape. I would walk to Bascom Hill from Williamson Brearley with a knapsack with law books. I should have done that a lot more. I was in great shape. Anyway, great neighborhood. Loved it. Loved Madison. But Eastside Dave's making a point. And the point is, there are a lot of our fellow citizens, not a majority. Remember, 74 million voted for Trump, 81 million voted for Joe Biden. So it's not a majority for Trump. And some people do wear masks, a lot of them. But what we have is really a corrupt Republican Party. What I would say, Dave, I feel very strongly, even more strongly about being a patriot and standing by our country, because our country is what matters. And a subset of one party is not going to deter me from my patriotic feeling. I'm a Navy veteran. I'm glad I served, and I would recommend it to anybody, and I still would. And one of the things about the military, frankly, service, I mean, volunteer service, or if you're drafted, in the old days you were drafted, here's what you got. You have people from Mississippi and New York. You have people from Wyoming and Florida and New Jersey. Everybody is from different backgrounds, and it's terrific. And we never talked politics. We never talked anything except we worked together. We went on liberty together. We hung together. We were shipmates. So what I would say, Dave, is this isn't the whole Republican Party. It certainly is not Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney. Certainly not them. Certainly not Ben Sasse of Nebraska, Adam Kinzinger of Illinois. And not only that, even among the ones that it is, a lot of them, frankly, were lied to. And they didn't dig deep, and they don't read papers. They don't listen to shows like this. But I think that they're salvageable. I mean, but the point is that there are disputes. How about during the Civil War? If you and I have been around 1861, and somebody fires on Fort Sumter, and there's a draft, and Lincoln says, let's send troops down, and Racine gins up a regiment. Milwaukee does. La Crosse does. Madison does. Janesville does. They go down, and they run into battle with no anesthesia and bayonets and cannonballs. I mean, those guys, you know, how'd they feel? They were patriots, and they knew that the South had made a mistake, but they're still our people, and that's the way I feel about it now. Dave, thanks a lot for calling in. Really good comment. Wisco Paul, my friend, thank you for calling Wisco Paul. And I will say this, Wisco Paul just won another T-shirt. Paul, you can set up a T-shirt store. Wisco Paul, at the end of this, give your address again to Luke. And, you know, there's no prohibition against winning two of them. And you're a good man, and you figured it out. So everybody else figured out. The third caller gets a T-shirt. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Thank you for taking my call. And I could defer that T-shirt to, like, maybe the fifth caller. I don't want to be too greedy with this. Hey, but there's a couple of things here. The Republican Party does not like Dane or Milwaukee counties, first of all. You might as well get used to that. That's the way it is. Second of all, when I watched this insurrection on the television last night, I did not see any people of color charging the Capitol. Maybe I missed it, but I did not see that. So that's kind of troubling to me. And also, in this state, would you name one Republican current elected official that has denounced Donald Trump. I'm talking about our senator, congressman, and also in the legislative branch down in Madison. Yeah, it would be nice to see one of them stand up, and I can't for the life of me think of any. So anyway, once you do the, if you can't, that's okay too, but maybe do the fifth call or something. Anyway, thanks for taking my call, man.
Yeah. Okay, Paul, I'll respond. Stay on the line and tell Luke what you want. If you want another caller, Luke will set that up. If you want it, that's fine. And maybe you need two of them, but thanks for calling in, Paul. I want to hit what Paul just said. 2 points. One of them on the composition of the crowd. I've looked at the crowd. I don't know the background of everybody in that crowd. What was sad was several of the Capitol officers were African-American who defended the Capitol. And one of them said afterwards that some of the rioters yelled, called them the N-word. Come on. This is unbelievable. And these guys were defending the Capitol. They are the congressional police force. They're supposed to defend the congressman, and they did it. That fellow Goodman was a hero. Brian Sicknick was murdered. He was beaten to death with a fire extinguisher. But fellow Goodman is running up the stairs leading the mob. He looks over, and the Senate door is right there, and he runs the other way, pretending as if he's leading them to something else. If they had gone into the Senate, they would have murdered some senators right there. It was something like, I think with Schumer, when he was in that hallway, he was something like 64 steps away from the mob. Okay, a step is a yard, roughly, guy. Okay, so 64 yards, that's a little over half a football field. How fast could you run that? If you're a world-class sprinter, you could run it in 5 seconds, but you're not. Maybe you are, I don't know, I'm not. But you could run it pretty quick. They could have gotten these guys. They could have nailed these guys. And it was very, very dangerous. And it's true, Paul's right. Nobody in this state who's a prominent Republican has denounced Trump or even denounced any of this violence. It's absolutely disgusting. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Girl, there's a better life for me and you.